Check that out too. Every Saturday we have someone from our congregation come up and share a communion meditation. What does communion mean to them? And tonight we have Joe.
Hi everybody, I'm Joe. I'm an overcomer. Tonight I have, take my nervousness from me. I have a story and a song. Just before my mother died, I remember grieving over destroying our family's reputation, and I was expressing this to her. She immediately went, "What other people think about us is the least of my concerns." I was not ready for that answer, but I was relieved. But what I have in my hand here is a communion service set that she pulled out after that. So my memory of that healing, of that, my attempt to make amends with her, was followed by us having communion together. It's what makes communion special to me. It's a communion service set. The next thing I remember when she showed me this service set from 50 years ago, actually, this is what we used in our home when we were no longer the model family that I felt responsible for creating that situation. So we were no longer the model family at the church where my father was a deacon. This is why communion is so special to me. Let us remember His grace that overcomes all ungraciousness, mercy that endures forever, a love that will last. I invite you to come sit with me at the beach. There I am. The chair's available for you to come sit in if you can use your imagination a little bit. So I've prepared a place for you. Let's remember the mercy and grace and love that will last forever. Lamentations 3:21-23 says, "Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness." Let us remember the Lord's faithfulness to overcome everything we face. This is in line with this month's Fruits of the Spirit series. Some things might be better sung than said. In my case, I bring you my communion stance. This is one song that is a direct result of my relationship with the Lord. I remember it every time I come to the table. I will share my personal communion relationship with the Lord with you. And after this song is played, I will tag with an invitation to come to the table, and then the worship team will carry on. Okay, Trina, let her rip, Tater Chip.
Commune with You, Lord, through the bread and the wine, to know You've forgiven me time after time, to know You chose me, and oh how You know me. I was so unworthy, it's just more than I ever could ask. When I came to the cross and I saw Your face, I felt so unworthy to live in Your grace. I looked to the sun that's rising, sometimes it's not surprising, but now I'm realizing all of the love You've given me. Valley of the shadow of death, I come to You, Lord, and You give me rest. To know how You've calmed all the storms in the sea, and You carry me through, and You still died for me. Oh Jesus, You've given me more than I ever could ask. Thank you. When life gets so heavy and I'm sinking down, it's nothing compared to the thorns in your crown. And when I grow weary of the things of the past, I remember the love you had promised would last. You've taken my sins and given me more than I could ask. Lord Jesus, we know that you're here with us now. Our hearts may be hardened and still you know how to show us the way if we trust and obey. Yes, the price has been paid with your sweet precious blood. Lord Jesus, you've done for us more than we ever could ask. Lord Jesus, you've done for us more than we ever could ask.
The table is open.
I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer, but I don't know if y'all noticed when those credits ran, that was Joe's song. He wrote that, and that was him playing guitar on it and stuff.